Now this update on Thursday's shooting at Northern Illinois University. Police in DeKalb are piecing together the final days of Stephen Kazmierczyk, the 27-year-old former graduate student who returned to the school Thursday and shot five students to death before killing himself. Kazmierczyk checked into a Travel Lodge hotel 3 days before the shooting. Police found cigarette butts, empty energy drink cans, and cold medicine containers in his room. Kazmierczyk was reported to have briefly lived in a psychiatric treatment center and to have resisted taking medications for an unspecified disorder. Susan Stevens of member station WNIJ in DeKalb visited the Northern Illinois University campus today.
As temperatures rose slowly from the single digits to the mid-20s, mourners ventured to the center of NIU's campus. They came in pairs, friends, students with a parent, coworkers. They were there to drop bundles of plastic-wrapped flowers in front of six crosses on a snow-packed hill. They wrote messages on a long white "We Are NIU" sign in the center of the campus commons. Some hugged, cried a little, and headed back to their cars. Student British Dawson came just to leave a few words of support.
I just wrote, "I will keep you all in my prayers and keep strong."
Dawson was in a class when the shooting happened, waiting for her best friend Claire Scarberry. But Scarberry had locked herself in a storeroom in Cole Hall, where the shooting took place.
It's such a different experience being there but not knowing what's going on and just hearing all the screaming and shooting outside of the doors and not knowing, you know, we had a landline out, but, you know, we couldn't call out the storeroom. Nothing was working. And it was just a very intense 2 hours.
NIU student Emily Berg was off campus at the time of the shooting. She returned today with her mother and her pet husky.
It is quiet, and it feels good to see the way the students have responded, the way they're all together.
Annie Berg says she's worried about her daughter returning to campus.
I've always worried. Since Columbine, all three kids were in high school at the time, and I've always worried, but, you know, you have to go on.
Campus classrooms are empty. The student center's quiet. Most students have left to be with family or friends or to just get away. But some, like Claire Scarberry, are staying.
Got my support group around me. I didn't leave campus. I didn't want to feel like I had to run away. That was my personal feeling on it. I know a lot of people just were like, "We need to get away," which I completely understand. I just needed to, you know, keep those I love close.
There's still no word on when classes will resume at NIU. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stevens in DeKalb, Illinois.